At meeting after meeting, Kensington residents have vocally opposed the proposal from the nonprofit Safe House to open a supervised injection site in their neighborhood. So now the organization has gone back to the drawing board. Over the weekend, a new group of Safe House supporters gathered to figure out how to advocate for the proposed site and work with neighbors. WHYY's Nina Feldman was there.
Usually, when people gather in a room to talk about supervised injection sites, tensions run high. But not this room. Joe Piscatello and Marissa Perrone hosted the event at their law firm in Society Hill. Their 24-year-old son has struggled with addiction. Here's Piscatello. He says he wishes there had been a place like Safe House for his son to use.
That would have been a dream, to know that maybe he's in Kensington, but maybe that's not certain death.
The couple invited doctors, lawyers, advocates, and families who've lost loved ones to overdoses to meet with Safe House board members and brainstorm a new approach to talking about the proposed site. Bill Kinkle is a nurse in recovery who lived in Kensington with his family until a few years ago when they moved away because of a shooting near their house.
And I fully support a safe injection site, but as a father of young kids, and it's not that I'm afraid of people who use drugs, but it's everything that, you know, there's potentially increased crime. You know, the concerns of the community about people selling drugs, we really need to acknowledge that these are valid concerns.
Several people commented that large public meetings are not the ideal venue for these nuanced conversations and suggested smaller group chats and one-on-ones. Safe House board member Rhonda Goldfein acknowledged they need the help.
A group of people who are affected has tremendous impact in explaining why it's important in a way that may be less polarizing than the people who have created Safe House.
She said she hopes this group can work with the community so her team can focus on the federal lawsuit filed against Safe House. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.